Hi, my name is Matthew Dabrowski, and welcome to Let's Talk. Today we will be discussing unsuccessful businesses, specifically Sears, and why they fell off in the economy. To start off, let's talk about Sears as a business and how they got introduced and became successful in the national economy. Sears was a chain company of department stores founded by two men named Richard Warren Sears and Alva Curtis Roebuck in 1893. Sears had the largest domestic revenue of any retailer in the United States of America until 1989, when Walmart surpassed it. They decided to start making these retail stores across Canada to increase sales and their overall company revenue. After several years of declining sales since their previous success, its parent company filed in for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2018. Sears would eventually win its bankruptcy action in 2019, but would shrink its company with only 425 stores remaining. Overall, this signified a heavy decline in a company which was once ranked highest in the American economy. Now that we discuss some brief history, we will talk about the company's downfalls to their decline in sales and ranking, along with reasons why they fell off, leading to their bankruptcy. One of the number one reasons why Sears fell off in the economy was due to their diverse retailing. This means that they were selling too many of various objects and kept adding more to their stores, which sways consumers away from their retail stores. A campaign in 1993 was made called The Softer Side of Sears to draw more women and back-to-school shoppers into their stores. But the clothes in the Sears stores did not mix well with the washing machines and treadmills, for example, it was also trying to sell. It only made the merchandise more confusing for shoppers, even stated by former employees who worked at the company, who spoke out with various news stations about the matter. This campaign was a sign for the wrong directional approach by the company in the economy. Another significant reason towards their failures to expand as a business was their cuts. Other competing retailers poured money into their businesses while Sears was not. Reports from Susquehanna Financial Group has said that Sears in 2017 was spending only roughly 91 cents per square foot to make upgrades in their stores, in their retailing stores, while other growing and competing companies like Best Buy were spending up to $1,550 per square foot to make upgrades in their businesses and stores. This showed that Sears was falling behind other companies that wanted to strive for success, while Sears was only slowing down and showing less determination in the economy, failing to keep up with other striving retailers. In addition, their unsuccessful economic retailing was due to their CEO Lampert, whose background was primarily finance and not retailing. He started his career as an intern in Goldman Sachs in the 1980s and launched his own hedge funds by 1988. That training awarded him highly when he went into retail and helped bring Kmart out of bankruptcy. Many followers believe that he could apply his financial powers to extract the value out of Sears when traditionally retail executives might have lacked in this situation. But years of financial expense of investing in Sears stores may have left many wondering whether his background was a weakness, not a strength. Ironically, Sears' financial performance in comparison to its peers in the retail industry was lacking. They burned through $1.8 billion in its operations during 2017 and $2.2 billion during 2015. Sears hasn't turned a profit consistently since the early 2000s, and its last profitable year was 2010. They have been in steady decline for more than a decade financially. Overall, in conclusion, the Sears company has fallen off heavily in retail scene in the economy. Things like their loss in money, not spending right in certain areas, the CEO not having much experience in this work field, and being too diverse in their product costed them from being one of the most profitable retailers in North America. Due to their appealed bankruptcy, they have limited stores with no profitability as a company approximately in the last 10 years. If the company was better run with better decision making, it may have still been a financial powerhouse that it once was in today's economy. Well, that's all for today. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk. It's been your host, Matthew Dabrowski, and have a blessed day.